Wait, emergency roadside assistance. Yeah. My name is Karen. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Okay, no, that's fine. Yes, I am in Laredo, Texas.
Okay.
And my car is broke down here, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
All right. So have you spoke with the agent already today?
Yeah, I just spoke to somebody, and because I didn't have the make and model of my van, I had to call back.
Okay, so give me one second. Okay, so verify the home address for me.
Yes, it is 322 South Phillips Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 4320.
What's the name of the street?
Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Okay. Sorry. What's the year of the vehicle? You're fine.
It's a 1998 Chevy GMC Savannah.
Okay, give me one second. Chevy CNV Savannah?
No, it's a GMC.
Oh, thank you. GMC Savannah?
Yeah, Chevy.
Yeah, I got that part. What color is it, please? You're fine.
It's white.
Thank you. So confirm the reason that you need the service today is?
My car broke down. I think it's the alternator that is out.
So you need it so?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so these are some yes and no answers. I'm going to ask you some questions. The answers are yes and no. Does the vehicle shift out of park?
No. What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Can it go
I'm
in
sorry.
Neutral?
Yes, it does. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
All-wheel.
Okay. So is this service the result of an accident?
No. My alternator went out.
Okay, thank you. How many people would be riding with the provider?
So it's just me and my two children. Oh, I'm at the hotel right now. I'm not with my vehicle. It's me and my two children.
Okay. And you're going to be with the vehicle when the provider gets there?
I don't even know where, I know where the vehicle is because the police officer gave me the mile markers and stuff, but I guess my vehicle is in Les Lamosa.
Right, I'm going to get to that part yet, so is anybody going to be with the vehicle?
No, I'm not with the vehicle. Nobody's with the vehicle.
Okay, so it's going to be an unattended tow because they would need the key.
Yes.
And the door unlocked. Did you leave the key and the door unlock in there?
No, I did not. I mean, can I get an Uber? I guess I could get an Uber to it and just meet him there.
All right. I have them call when they're on the route. I'll let them know that. Okay.
Okay. Yes. And I think I'm like 20 or 25 minutes away from where my car is.
Okay. Give me one second. So is anybody going to be riding with the provider?
Yes, it would. Well, no, I guess I could just take the Uber back to the hotel.
Okay. So you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liability?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so starting with the state and the city where the vehicle is located?
Laredo, Texas.
Okay, spell that.
Laredo, Texas. Texas.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. All right, so we would need the address to where the vehicle is at.
It's US 59.
Okay, give me one second. US 59.
Between Las Lamosas, L-A-S, and then L-O-M-A-S.
Okay, so Lamocas is what? What is that? Is it a place, a business?
I guess it's a little town in between, like the border, and I came from Mexico, so that's why I went on vacation. I don't know.
Okay, because you're saying it's like in the city of Leonardo, but then you're telling me it's in another town.
Let me ask this hotel lady if she knows. If she could help me.
Because if you was with the car, we could have sent you a SMS message. You see what I'm saying? And that could have pinpointed where you're at.
Okay, so I'm on the phone with AAA, and they're telling me, is Lamosas a town, or is it, am I in Laredo, Texas, and that's where my vehicle is? Because they're trying to... See, the police officer gave me this U.S. 59 between Las Lamosas and FN Marcos. Like, how do I even get the roadside assistance there? It's not really an address. It's on the side of the road. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Thank you for helping me. So is that still Laredo, Texas? Or? Yes. I've come from Mexico. I come across the border, so that's where I came out of.
Yep.
It's here in Laredo. It's off of 350. Okay. Ma'am.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm so sorry. So, yes, it is Laredo, Texas.
Okay, so what the police officer say? U.S. 59, what else?
U.S. 59 between Las Lamosas, and FM, I think that's the marker or whatever, 2895.
Okay, let me, okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. U.S. 59, and then you said it's between. Between what?
It's between L-A-S and then L-O-M-A-S, Las Lamosas.
Okay. So that's one word? It's between Las Lamosas?
No, it's actually two words. It's L-A-S and then L-O-M-A-S.
Okay. So it's between two?
Yeah. That's the whole name, but it's like it's Las Lamoca or whatever. I don't know.
We're going to need a little bit of more address than that because the provider's going to be like, okay, was it eastbound, southbound? We're going to need to know.
That's not like a good
address. Or maybe if you get to the car and then you give us a call, we can put it on the SMS. And then send you a text message, and then you could give me the latitude and the longitude, and that way we can kind of pinpoint where you're located at.
Okay.
All right, I guess I'll leave this open. And you could just call us back. I do apologize about that.
No, it's okay. I'm going to try to figure it out and call you back.
Well, I hope all goes well with you. I do want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You and your family be safe. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.